From happy and sad to the weird and the wonderful, we cover it all. Well, basically, it's just like Shark Week on Discovery, but we needed to change the name as it's not about sharks. Right now, it's Feature Week with Jules and Seamus.
And for this Feature Week, we are shining a light on the rental crisis here on the Sunshine Coast. To hear hundreds and thousands of people are homeless here on the Sunshine Coast because the rental market is ridiculous, mm-hmm. Jules.
Now, this is something that's been happening for a while, obviously, but as we found out of Paul Morton, mm-hmm. you know, vacancies are, you know, down to less than
1%. Yeah.
And which is just horrible to think that there are families out there living in cars, living on the beach, you know, just not having anywhere to go.
And you wouldn't know about it if you're renting a place and you're living and, you know.
Like the rental crisis is happening, but, you know, to get right into the stories of what these people are facing is just heartbreaking.
So we've got Andrew, the CEO of Coast to Bay, joining us. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
Now, Andrew, we thought we'd get you in because, as I said yesterday on the show, we tried to get some councillors in, some people mm-hmm. that are responsible for the decisions when it comes to public housing and housing across the Sunshine Coast. And I thought, you know what? Stuff it. They don't want to come on. Let's get the people on that are actually doing something and helping people that are struggling at the moment. How have you found it at the moment with families? Are you finding it's getting a little bit better or no? Not at all.
No, I think it is a really bad situation, and I think it's going to be with us for some time. But actually, there is hope because we are actually addressing this with the state government, the federal government in particular. So we've got 70 new dwellings that will come online in the next 6 months that are finalising the construction on those. We're also head leasing properties to target those most in need. We've got 200 of those at the moment here on the Sunshine Coast. We're doing innovative projects. We've got McGowan House that we've done with the Nambour Community Centre and Sundale. That's for homeless women, single women. Yeah. We're doing our Better Together housing, which is for women over 55, where we're housing dozens of women on that. We've got our Rise project, which is for women impacted by domestic and family violence with children. And we've got applications for funding in probably another 400 dwellings that we'd like to bring on as quickly as possible. So there is stuff happening.
Okay.
Now, tell us, at what stage did you start seeing an increase in a lot of people becoming homeless and an increase, like, what year was it in the last few years that you really started to see a boom in this rental crisis?
Look, it's really accelerated through COVID and beyond COVID, but I have to say, this has been a problem that's been 20 years in the making.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, the underlying issues have been there for a very, very long time.
Uh-huh.
Look, we are doing things. The state government's doing things.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
We need more.
Yeah.
We've got one of the biggest gaps in social housing in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 800 dwellings at least that we're missing just to get to the average. And we just need more houses built, you know, for ordinary working families, you know, in the rental system.
Now, Andrew, you guys have a tough job because as you're mentioning these numbers and, you know, in the dwellings that you're needing to house these people in need, how do you choose who goes into a home? How do you choose that?
Look, we do prioritise families with children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think most people would understand that we do.
Of course.
The Department of Housing is actually doing some very innovative things and is trying to provide emergency accommodation, and we're working very closely with them.
Mm.
But we're not resting on that. I mean, there are women in particular, older women. We do work, as I say, innovatively outside of the formal funding systems to do that. But we're going to need to keep this activity up and keep the funding flowing for, you know, a decade and really try and work through it in the short term.
Yeah, because as we were talking to Tanya this morning, you know, building these dwellings, you know, it is time consuming. It does take a lot of time. And unfortunately, that, you know, there's people that are desperate that are living in cars. And then, but living in cars, waking up, going to a public shower and then going to work.
Yeah.
And look, we also have our own real estate agency, Purpose Real Estate. And I would say if anybody's got a home and they would want to rent it, come to Purpose Real Estate. You know, it's just an ordinary real estate agent, but we're trying to actually target those people who, as you say, are working and just need a break, have a place to live. So we can try and prioritise those that have the most acute needs.
Yeah.
And I really think it's so important that we're touching on this now because, like you said, this has been decades in the making. And as we're leading into the Olympics, we're just going to get worse. There's going to be so many more people buying houses here that live, you know, down in Melbourne or something, and then they're going to Airbnb it out. So we really need to do as much as we can as a community to do something now. So in 10 years' time, it's not really, really extreme.
Yeah.
And look, the other thing is that the people of the Sunshine Coast are very generous.
Mm.
You know, we have corporate sponsorship. You've had some not-for-profits on this week.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that people are responding to us. We're fundraising at the moment for more housing for women and children impacted by domestic and family violence.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that we can get really a significant corporate sponsorship coming our way as well. So I think this is about everybody on the coast pulling together as much as we can. I do think state government and federal government are doing their part and they could do more.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to play that part and to bring some of the solutions along.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we're lucky to have people like you, Andrew, and company, you know, organisations like Coaster Bay Community Housing Project.
Absolutely. Andrew, CEO from Coaster Bay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And thank you for the feature on this very important issue.
It's Jules and Seamus on 91.9 CFM, and that is it for Feature Week, shining a light on the rental crisis here on the Sunny Coast. You can catch all of our chats on the podcast. Just download the podcast wherever you get your podcast. 91.9 CFM.